And as I was preparing for this series and as I was putting my notes together, y'all know that I've told many just goofy, funny, embarrassing stories about my relationship with my wife, and I was trying to write another one. And the more I thought about this message and this series, is just the fact that we're talking about love and relationships and dating, I've already got your attention, right? I mean, I don't have to get you to fall out of your seat laughing tonight for you to be all ears, right? I mean, you are locked in right now knowing that we're talking about something that you spend a ton of time thinking about, something that you've put a ton of emotion into. A lot of your heart, a lot of your mind has been invested into love, into dating, into relationships. And you have done that probably at some times in your life the right way, and I'm sure that there are times in your life that you've done that the wrong way. And so tonight we start this series all in the same place. We are all not in exactly where God wants us to be with our hearts and how we feel and how we think about dating. And I want us to look at a book in the Old Testament. It's called the Song of Solomon, and it's all about dating. It's all about Solomon's relationship with his wife. It's all about sex. It's all about love. And I want to invite you tonight to read just a few of the first verses of chapter 1. If you took the Song of Solomon and actually translated it into the original Hebrew of what they wrote when they wrote the name of that book, it was actually the Song of Songs. And so they would say it is the song. It is Solomon's song about his wife. It is a love letter. It is poetry about an incredible relationship. And so we're just going to look at the first six verses of the love song tonight. Look with me at Song of Songs chapter 1, starting in verse 1. It says, Solomon's Song of Songs. Let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth, for your love is more delightful than wine. Pleasing is the fragrance of your perfumes. Your name is like perfume poured out. No wonder the maidens love you. Take me away with you and let us hurry. Let the king bring me into his chambers. And then the friends say, we rejoice and delight in you. We will praise your love more than wine. And then she says, how right they are to adore you. Dark am I, yet lovely, O daughters of Jerusalem, dark like the tents of Kedar, like the tent curtains of Solomon. Do not stare at me because I am dark, because I am darkened by the sun. My mother's sons, my brothers, were angry with me and made me take care of the vineyards, and my own vineyard I've neglected. Now, some of that you read and you're like, what in the fat is going on in this story? I mean, I don't get this at all. Well, I'm going to explain some of it to you. But it has everything to do with you. It has everything to do with where you are at tonight. And what I want to share with you tonight as we dive into this series, if you can own this part of your life, if you can own it and say, God, I'm going to devote all of my life to this one thing, you will do so well in high school, you will do so well in college, and you will do so well to honor the person that you are going to marry someday. And if you've looked at your notes tonight, you know what I'm talking about, and it's character. It's character. Character is the most important thing that you can develop in your life, and character is the most important thing that you can find in somebody else's life. That's what I want to propose to you tonight. I want to propose to you tonight that character is absolutely, positively the number one thing that you've got to develop in your heart and the thing that you've got to find in the person that you're going to marry. And so these next 4 weeks, I want you to take notes like crazy, and I want you to save these, and I want you to use these as a tool as you get older and older, that you would use to guard your heart, that you would use to give you wisdom, that you would use to say, I'm going to do this thing and I'm going to do it really, really, really well. And the first thing is character. So this is what I want to share tonight. Number one is that character always comes first. Character always comes first. When you meet somebody, go ahead and write that down. When you meet somebody and you're getting to know somebody, the first thing that you should look for is character. That is the number one thing you should look for. Before you look at how attractive they are, what their personality is like, if you have chemistry with that person, the number one thing you have to look at is character. And character is who you are when nobody's looking. Character, if you want to write this down, is who you are in the dark. Somebody was asking me about a really good friend of mine who's getting ready to interview at a church, and I was a reference, and somebody was asking me about him, and I said, what you don't have to worry about at all with this guy is he is the same person in the dark by himself as he is at church, as he is with his wife, as he is with his kids. Everywhere he goes, he is the same person. He has a ton of character. And the reason that he and I are such good friends is the number one thing that I've seen in him is his character. And I love that about him. He loves Christ. And so in your relationships, when you find somebody that you think, I could marry that person, the most important thing for them to have is character. There's a TV show out right now. I saw some highlights of it on YouTube. It's called Moment of Truth. And Moment of Truth is the saddest show on TV right now. It is incredibly, incredibly, incredibly sad. There was a girl that came on about 3 or 4 weeks ago, and the deal is, before the show, they hook them up to a lie detector test, and they ask them about 100 questions. And they don't know when they go on the show what questions they're going to get. And the more questions that they answer truthfully, the more money they get. And so they could walk away with $1 million or they could walk away with $100,000, depending on when they start to lie. And so this girl comes on, and it is very evident very quickly that she has very little character. And her husband is sitting 10 yards in front of her with her family, and she starts to admit that she's had sex with other guys since she's been married. She tells her husband in front of millions of people, craziest thing, that she would be rather be married to another guy than her husband. And she gets to where she's about to win $250,000, and the question is asked, do you think you're a good person? And she says, yes. And guess what? She was lying. She lost all the money after she had confessed all these amazing things. And the question came down to, do you believe that you're a good person? Do you believe that you have any kind of character whatsoever? She said yes. And somewhere deep in her heart, she really knew that she wasn't. No character. And you guys, as high school guys and girls, are bombarded by the media, by movies, by TV shows, to pull your character away, to strip your character away. I mean, think about how many TV shows are about how many people actually have good character. You know, I mean, how many shows are out there that people are totally tuned into that celebrates people who have character? Nobody would watch Moment of Truth if everybody aced those questions, right? Nobody would. Hollywood and our country and our culture celebrates having no character. And I feel for you guys, and your leaders feel for you guys, because you're in a hard spot. You are caught in the middle of a battle that tells you that character does not matter, that it never has. And I just want to encourage you tonight, you are not fighting a losing battle. You have Christ who died and resurrected, who has won the battle forever, that if you seek him, and if you read his word, and if you always constantly are asking the Holy Spirit to develop character in your life, that you can win this thing. You can absolutely win this thing. My wife and I were at the mall the other day, and we were walking by a store, and she said, "Mike, is that hard for you?" I didn't even know what store we were walking by, and I turned around, and I was like, "Whoa! Can you guess what store we walked by at the mall?" Yeah, Victoria's Secret. There's this girl that needed to gain 20 pounds easily. She could have easily gained 20 pounds. And I'm not even going to try and like imitate her, the position she was in. But she was obviously dressed inappropriately, and she was making this face at me that was scary. And my wife says, "Do you struggle with that?" And I'm like, "No. She looks like she hasn't eaten in months." Let me tell you this. The more, guys, listen up, the more that you love Jesus, the more that you seek after him, the less that will be attractive. And the more attractive a woman will become that has character. When you see a girl that has a ton of character and loves Christ and is always doing the right thing, that knows that character comes first, that is attractive. When I met my wife, I could tell she had character. It was very evident to me very quickly that she loved Jesus. She loved Christ. She loved to spend time in his word. She didn't really care about anything else than her relationship ultimately with Christ. And that was what drew my heart to her. Now, I've made tons of mistakes leading up to that one relationship. I've made tons of mistakes in junior high and high school. I got a couple right out of 20. But this one that I have with my wife, I got right. And God has blessed us, and God has shown me an incredible amount of character in my wife. So character comes first. The next thing is this: character is consistent. Character is consistent. If you read In verse 3, it says, "Pleasing is the fragrance of your perfumes. Your name is like perfume poured out. No wonder the maidens love you." Okay, now that word love there, the second to last word in that verse, actually means strongly like. It's a word that you would say, that you would use to describe the love that you have for your friends. Okay? So the maidens, it's not that they want to go out with Solomon. It's not that they want to start a romantic relationship with him. It's not that they want to date him. It's that they think this guy is incredible, that he has character. It says his name is like perfume poured out. Just his name. People hear his name, and it's like an incredible aroma. See, character is consistent. Other people like this guy. You see that in the text? Other people like Solomon. They say this is a good thing, not a bad thing. So if you ever start to like somebody or ever start to get in a relationship and you have other people in your life saying you may want to run from that person, I would listen up really carefully, okay? If you don't have people around you saying that person is incredible, I support that. That is a good thing. I would think twice. When I met my wife and we started dating, one of my best friends said, "You're going to go on a date with Holly? That girl loves Jesus." And it wasn't just him. It was guy after guy said, "That is great that you're going out with her. She loves Christ. She is serious about her relationship with God. Her character was consistent outside of her relationship with me." People knew that she loved Christ. So that is one thing that you've got to look for when you date somebody, is you've got to ask people around you, people that love you enough to tell you the truth, do you love Christ, and does that person love Christ, and is that going to make you better? Is that going to make you better? See, character is consistent. If you're getting to know somebody and you think you might want to date them, and you see them at their house, and they totally disrespect their parents, and they totally disrespect their siblings, guess what? They're probably going to disrespect you. And if they yell at their parents, and if they yell at their siblings, and if they're constantly gossiping, and constantly talking smack on people, guess what? They're probably going to do that about you. And so if somebody that you want to get to know and that you want to date and they have a terrible reputation, run. Don't waste your time with somebody like that. Character is consistent. Look at this verse in Proverbs 22:1. Look at this. Proverbs 22:1, it says, "A good name is more desirable than great riches, and to be esteemed is better than silver or gold." Look at that. A good name is more desirable than great riches. That is a great verse to memorize. To be esteemed is better than silver or gold. Incredible verse. And so if you hear people talk about somebody that you're interested in and they have incredible things to say about that person, great. But if anybody has any kind of doubts about somebody that you want to begin a relationship with, I would stop and ask some really hard questions. So character is consistent. And I would just say about this group that there are some guys in this group here tonight that I consistently hear incredible things about. And it's some guys in David Peniel and Jeff Parker's small group. Guys, I am constantly hearing incredible things about you. And I'm not saying that to pump you guys up or to promote you or anything like that. But the principle is simple. Character is consistent. And when you hear good things about what God is doing in people's lives, the verse is so true. A good name is more desirable than great riches. And to be esteemed is better than silver or gold. So don't forget that character is always going to be consistent. So character comes first. Character is consistent. And then watch this. Character outlasts looks. Character will always outlast looks. Look at verse 5. She says, "Dark am I, yet lovely, O daughters of Jerusalem. Dark like the tents of Kedar," which I'm not sure exactly what that means, "like the tent curtains of Solomon." But watch this. She says, "Do not stare at me because I am dark, because I'm darkened by the sun. My mother's sons were angry with me and make me take care of the vineyards. My own vineyard I have neglected." She's working for her brothers constantly, that she can't take care of her own vineyard. She is constantly outside working so hard. She has character. She's doing what they ask of her. And so she's afraid that Solomon's going to look at her and not be attracted to her physically. She says, "Don't look at me. The sun has burnt me. My skin is dried up. I am not attractive." But guess what? In Proverbs 31, verse 30, it says this. Look at this. "Charm is deceptive." Some of you girls have memorized this. "Charm is deceptive." If you know it, you can say it with me. "And beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised." Charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. I've been married for almost 7 years. I've gained about 20 pounds since my wedding day. I will probably gain 20 more pounds. And there's a good chance that in 10 or 15 years, I'm going to have hair growing out of my ears, out of places I've never had hair growing out of, and I am going to look flat out nasty. My father-in-law always jokes with me that I'm going to look just like George Costanza in 20 years on Seinfeld. And you know what? My wife, which I think is crazy, my wife has told me, "You know what? As long as you love Jesus, I'm okay with that." And I'm like, okay, that is not supportive whatsoever, okay? I'm just going to constantly be eating and just getting grosser and grosser and grosser. But let me tell you this. My grandpa, who was married for 60 years, died 2 years ago. And his wife, who's still alive, has had Alzheimer's for 10 years. And pretty soon after the Alzheimer's hit, she was not the same person that he had married. But because my grandpa had character, he was able to love his wife And he was able to love her regardless of even if she knew him or not. Obviously, at the age of 85, my grandma was not what she looked like when she was 25. But because they had developed character, they loved each other so much that when some trial came and she got Alzheimer's, she didn't even know who her husband was. Try journeying down that road for 10 years, being married to somebody that isn't sure who you are. My grandpa loved her faithfully until the day that he died. He refused to put her in a nursing home because he made a promise 60-some years ago, for better or for worse. Even in bad health, I'm going to love you. And his character kept his marriage together. When so many people during a hard time, during a trial, would have run, he stayed with his wife. And I think ultimately it ended up killing him. He had a stroke that took his life, and I think he was so stressed out taking care of her every day because of the character that he had, it killed him. Because he was so committed to his wife, to serving her every day, to taking care of her every day, to basically watching a baby. I mean, somebody that had the mental capacity of a baby. He had character, and character, y'all, will always outlast looks. Always will outlast looks. Charm is deceptive, and beauty is fleeting. The dumbest thing you could do is get in a relationship with somebody because you think they're hot. Go ahead and write that down. The dumbest thing you could ever do is get in a relationship with somebody just because they're hot. Charm is deceptive, and beauty is fleeting. But character, good, strong character, will always outlast looks. It will always outlast looks. I want you to remember these things tonight. Go home and talk with your parents about this. And know that years from now, you will not look like you look now. I promise you. And the person that you're going to marry someday is not going to look like the way they look when you get married. And you have got to find somebody that the most impressive part about them is character. And if you don't, I mean, let's just take the opposite of that. If you find somebody that has no character, that looks great on the outside but is dying on the inside, your marriage, there's a good chance, will fail. It'll end in divorce. I've got buddies that are my age that were married less than, Holly and I are coming up on 7 years, that were married less than 5 years and it ended in divorce because they married somebody that was lacking a huge deal of character. And it ended in divorce. And so be encouraged tonight and use this as a tool as you get older that you have got to find somebody that loves Christ. Now, it is incredibly hard to find somebody like that. And even right now at your age, I would say the chances are slim of finding somebody whose character comes first, whose character is consistent, and who understands that character outlasts looks. Let's just be really honest. I lack character. I mean, I made terrible mistakes in high school. Relationships that I never should have been in. It is hard to find somebody that has a ton of character. So I feel like Paul, who says in the New Testament, I'm the chief of sinners. I just want you to know that I have blown it over and over again. And my wife has forgiven me every time that I blow it in our relationship. And we have, over a period of years, developed more and more and more character. That is what keeps us together. It is not our personalities. It's not our chemistry. It's not the sex that keeps us together. It is character. And I just want to be really clear about that tonight. Can we be honest? Yes? I mean, if I wasn't honest with you tonight, I wouldn't tell you how important character is. You've got to have people in your life encouraging you with this, because the world is not going to. Let's just be honest. The world is going to encourage you to be all about yourself, when character is really all about serving Christ and serving other people. So this is week one, and I really want each week to get better and better and better as we go through this series, okay? So this is week one, character. Next week, I'm really excited about, we're going to talk about dating and what a date looks like. We're going to have some fun with that. And so you're going to want to come back next week. Bring a friend. Let me pray for y'all, and then you'll be dismissed. Let's pray. Father, Lord, thanks for what a blessing marriage is, and thanks for what a blessing relationships are. And I just pray that you would use this series to speak truth into these students and these leaders' lives, God, that we would all walk away, that I would walk away tonight changed, just a little more like you. God, I pray that I would be somebody that is consistently looking to have character in my marriage, that I would always be wanting to develop that. And I pray that the same would be true for all of us. Lord, use this series over the next few weeks to refine us, to bring us closer to you. In Jesus' name.